Hi, it's Buck. Happy Tuesday. I was just laying in bed under the blankets, naked, and I was thinking back, and I'm curious, have you ever thought, am I the horniest person in the whole world? Which, it's probably a common thought. I'm assuming so, even more so among people that are here listening to me or others getting off on GWA. I'm sure you're not alone, and I'm not alone in how horny we are. But I have done some really horny stuff and secretly horny stuff. I am secretly horny, not outwardly horny. Like if, I think if you knew me in real life, I think the people that do know me in real life would be very surprised to, hear about some of the things that I've done, including recording this for you. I've masturbated in some places, in quite a few places when I think back on it, that were a little crazy, but I also, like, there were places that I could have stopped pretty easily and, like, not been caught. There was never like that much of a fear of being caught. There was a little bit of worry of being interrupted and having to stop, but not like I'm gonna get caught and arrested or anything like that, or like just really like traumatize somebody else. That was never really an issue. But anyway, I thought that I would tell you about some of those times, some of those places. I'm playing with my clit toy. I didn't get my dildo out today just because it can't be my birthday every day. So I'm going to use that next time, I think. I'm just going to play with my clit toy right now while I tell you about some of the places I masturbated. So the first thing I was thinking of is like all of the places I've ever worked. That's not true. It's not all of the places it's ever worked. I could think of three specifically, and one of them wasn't that crazy because I was just like a single person bathroom, and I locked myself in the bathroom, and obviously no one was coming in. And then, I think probably the riskiest place was, at work at least, was when, in a public bathroom on, like, a corporate campus, but I did lock myself in the stall, so if somebody had come in, you know, I would have stopped. They wouldn't have been able to see or hear anything. And, for both of those times, I had just kind of gotten into, like, reading erotica. So, I don't remember what I was reading, but it probably was, like, a lot of threesome erotica from, like, you know, self-published books or maybe even lit erotica. Lots of, like, male, male, female, male, female, male, female, male. who doesn't want to be the center of attention in a sexual situation at least once in their life, right? And then another time was this is maybe the craziest. In a room full of people. And I was completely quiet. And the weird thing is, like, barely moving either. Like, I was under the blankets. I was sleeping on like a pullout couch situation. There was people on beds and there was a person on the ground in the same room. And I just got so horny that, yeah, I put my hand down my panties and I was rubbing, but just like barely. I knew that I couldn't like move too much or make any noise. And I did it. I pulled it off. I was completely silent. I think I never, like, nobody ever said anything. I was being really careful the whole time. I was completely silent. And it took barely, like, that's how horny I was it took barely any rubbing. And, okay, this other time, which is kind of my favorite, was in a car where I was the passenger. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Okay, so in the hotel room, it was a hotel room full of people, and it was a trip to Vegas that had just been, I don't know, it had just, like, felt kind of sexually charged. I don't remember, again, like, what got me so aroused. But yeah, it was a lot. And I was probably pretty pent up because it had been a long time. And, okay, so that leads me to this other time where, yes, I was the passenger in a car. And we had been camping at a music festival. And I was getting a ride home with a friend that had a trailer, and I did not camp with this friend. He was just giving me a ride home, and I wasn't unattracted to this friend, but I wasn't attracted to this friend. We hadn't, like, hooked up or anything. It wasn't really about him. It was because when I had been camping, you could just hear people in their tents. And this should have been, like, one of the first, like, warnings. Like, you were a voyeur. I got so fucking hot listening to people having sex in their tents. They weren't being quiet about it, so I don't think they minded that I was listening. I hope not. I'm sorry if they did. I was thinking about that on the way home when the guy that was driving pulled over, and he was like, I'm gonna go make a sandwich in the trailer and walk my dogs. And I was like, cool, I'm gonna wait here in the air conditioning. And so he went off, and I was already, like, I was just thinking about it already on the way home. So I was wearing shorts. They were pretty short shorts, and I just pulled my shorts and underwear to the side with, like, my left hand, and I rubbed my pussy with my right hand, and I came in, like less than a minute, probably. And, yeah. Those are the times I could think of. I got that horny on an airplane once, and I went into the airplane bathroom, but then I was like, no, this is not fun in here, so I left. But, anyway, I hope you enjoyed those, and, you know, there might be a person in your life that is really quiet, maybe kind of nerdy. They might be a secret freak. I don't know. I mean, they might not, so I'm not encouraging you to, like, say anything to them, but just don't judge a book by their cover, I guess. And then with that, I'm going to play with my toy. I did forget to tell you about a work. The latest time that I masturbated at work. The work that I work at right now. It was because of an audio. It was an audio of like a couple. It's an overheard audio, but they recorded themselves. They recorded themselves fucking. And yeah, it's on Reddit. Maybe I could put the link for you. It's really good. And the recording, they're both just like really vocal. Lots of moaning. Lots of, oh fucks, which I like. Oh. Oh, sometimes I find the perfect spot with my clit toy. Oh, God. Oh fuck. Oh my God. Oh. Oh fuck. Soaking wet. I'm dripping. I'm fantasizing about you. Oh, maybe licking my pussy while I play with my toy. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're a soft tongue. Oh, fuck. Keep getting so close. Oh. Fuck. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Yeah. Yeah. Oh fuck, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come, god damn it, I'm so close. Fuck. Oh fuck, here you go. Oh fuck, I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh fuck, so intense. Okay. Thank you for joining me and listening to my silly stories and listening to me come. All right, thank you. I'll talk to you next time.